people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no.
The person that I listened to most, who impacted my life most as an author, as a speaker, they call him a philosopher, was and continues to be Earl Nightingale. I admired him so much because he started out in radio, as did I. He created Nightingale Conant, which was the world's first audio publishing company. No one had really thought of the idea, and it all happened because he did a audio album called The Strangest Secret, which at that time, and may still be true, was the only spoken word album to win a gold record. Now that I've said that, I know that is not true, like 100 times over. But at that point, only one, because so many people listened to it. And one of the stories that he told that really impacted my life was the story of Winston Churchill. Never been a big World War II follower fan. There are a lot of people really, really into the movies. I do find Churchill interesting as a character, and the stress that he was under is what Earl Nightingale was talking about during the Battle of Britain, during the entire World War II time, and even before and after. And there were so many decisions that ultimately spiraled up to him, and so many things he was responsible for. And every day he made life or death decisions. And he made decisions literally about, I'm going to send these people off, knowing that they are going to die. However, I know that maybe these people will be able to win as a result. It's almost like a sacrifice bunt. But in this case, these are people. And so Churchill was under an enormous amount of stress. And yet, he still, according to Earl Nightingale, played chess on a regular basis, if not daily. And I thought about this last night, because for the last couple of days, I've got so many different things going on right now, which is a good thing, that I've been struggling to shut my brain off. Now, simultaneously, I found reasons and things that were, making me work late. And I missed going to the gym for a couple of days. I didn't go to my normal boxing lessons. Well, last night I went. And as always happens, as I've shared with you before, going to the gym every day or going to the gym is like dragging a 25-pound dumbbell behind you to get myself to go. If I miss a day, that dumbbell becomes 100 pounds. I mean, it just escalates. I got myself to go, and I went to a boxing lesson. And as I was boxing, I realized that I could no longer consume my brain with what I had been focusing on. Your brain often convinces you, just keep thinking about it. Just keep thinking about it. You'll figure it out. You'll get it worked out. It's called ruminating. Which is not always negative, just running things through your brain. Ruminate is it's more of a neutral word. Ruminating about things. And part of boxing is getting in there and warming up on the speed bag and warming up on the heavy bag and warming up on the bob and warming up on the, martial arts thing and all this stuff. And then the coach puts on these pads. You've seen them in Rocky movies, right? Okay, now in this case, my coach, I guess, has black pads with green logos on them. They're logos for the company. And at the same time, they're exactly in the spot in the pad where you need to hit. Now, you might wonder, why is that important? Well, part of the training is not just you standing there and hitting the pads. part of the training is also ducking because the pad is going to be coming at you. You've seen this again in Rocky movies. Brrr, boom, and then Rocky ducks and the pads go over, etc. And there's a timing for that. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to get hit. And yesterday, I disappeared into my own version of chess. I began to become obsessed with those little green logos on the pads. And it was amazing how I no longer could, because our brains sometimes go, okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can go take a walk. That's a great idea. You got something on your mind. You can't seem to get her out of your mind. Go take a walk. We can do that. And we can also ruminate about it. But when you're doing this, and at some point, you know, those pads are coming in over your head and you've got a duck, et cetera. Not that you're going to get clonked. I mean, Mac knows I'm 61 years old. He's 62, but he's in amazing shape. But, you know, he comes in like this, you know, he telegraphs what he's doing. It's so important for us. And I wanted to call this change your target, because yesterday my target was all of the goals in my life and all the things I'm working on and my to-do list and the progress of things and carrying the complaint-free message to the world and writing jump starts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by going to the gym last night and doing the boxing lesson, my target literally had to change. I think this is why historically, executives, people who like were bankers, insurance, people who were under a lot of stress, had a lot of things going on, often played golf, because golf requires you to know 100 things and then forget about all of them and just swing the club. And if your mind is on something, it's very, very difficult. So golf is as much a mental exercise as anything. So what is your other target? Do you have one? You should have one. The target that most people use, the television. Myself included sometimes. Nothing wrong with that. Half hour, hour of television to some, you know, take your mind off things. The thing is, television doesn't really distract you in the way that you would think it would. A 22-minute television show, which is a 30-minute show on TV when you put the commercials, it's all built to have this arc, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's predictable, most television shows, if not all. The idea is to find something competitive, something challenging, something that gets your focus 100% away. My mom used to crochet. And that was the thing, because especially as she was learning, it took a lot of her mental focus. Eventually, she got to where she could crochet very well while watching the Braves games. And it didn't give her quite the distraction. There's mosquitoes flying around here. So what is your distraction? My friend Ray Higdon does ballroom dance with his wife several times a week, and they compete. As soon as the first competition came up, they went, okay, we'll compete. I mean, it was just a way of getting themselves onto another target so that they don't obsess about their primary targets in life. So this isn't about distracting yourself, as we've talked about in the past, because like the Napoleon Hill book, Outwitting the Devil, which is all about focus. And we've talked about, if it's not taking you towards your goals, it's taking you away from your goals. Sometimes we are running so hard towards our goals, we're running in the wrong direction. We need to step back, take a breath. And that's why having another target, something to look at, something to focus on, like those targets, the mitts. My friend Bill hunts all the time. There's always some sort of a hunting season, seems to me. And if he's not hunting, he's fishing. I can't remember the last time he actually shot something. However, for him to sit there in a blind and focus on a field for hours just to look for deer if it's deer season, or turkey if it's turkey season, and just to focus, it's changing his target. So ask yourself, what has been your target and what do you want to be now that can distract you? What is something that can help you put more into your life by taking you away from time to time? And this thing is not the answer. All right, so since I said this is not the answer, I'm asking everybody to click share. Tell me that you did share, and I'm going to take a quick look here and select us a, yeah, I like this song. So we're going to go with it. The song of the day is Like Humans Do by David Byrne. Now, the reason I wanted to use David Byrne, Like Humans Do. David Byrne, song of the day. I think it's B-Y, yes, B-Y-R-N-E. Song of the day. Song of the day. As soon as we're done with the jump start, everybody listens to the song of the day. It's a way of aligning our energy. Now, the reason, like I said, I wanted to use David Byrne. David Byrne was the front man for the Talking Heads, which may mean absolutely nothing to you, which is totally cool. Now, there's only a few Talking Heads songs I really, really know. I just heard this song one time at a gym. I thought it was kind of funny and silly, but also inspiring. So I invite you to check it out. Like Humans Do by David Byrne. He has also created like this huge mega positivity website. The guy is totally into positivity. And most rock stars, that's not really their thing. All right, so let's give everybody a chance to comment, say hello, say they shared, say send a message. Oh, I didn't. Linda, you didn't say. Grateful for your husband. Awesome. Denise, good to see you. Art, photography, painting, printing, writing. Yes, all of those are distractions. For me, are different targets. Writing a poem, for me, it takes me months to write a poem because I'll scribble something down and then I will tweak it for months, but it will be something I focus on and put my energy into and read out loud. I don't do that a lot. I should probably do it more. Linda says share. She's the second one to share. The target I use is building Legos. It provides a thinking time. That's awesome. Yes. So find something if you don't have something. And try not to make it, like I said, the television is not going to relax you. Song of the day, once again, Like Humans Do. Everybody enjoy your wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to seeing you again on Monday. Take care.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.